Hey friends, welcome back to another podcast, and glad you're with me today. Just wanted to share a couple of quick thoughts with you about the subject of learning, and particularly learning how to pray. I've been thinking about learning lately, quite a bit actually, and I've been thinking about it because I love to learn. I was a pretty good student in high school. I didn't do well in college, and I really felt like in order to be successful in this calling that Jesus has for my life, I have to be a learner. Reinforced and supported by things like what John Maxwell says, leaders are learners. And I love learning because it helps me feel confident. It helps me feel significant that God could use my life. And it really helps me fulfill one of my values, which is helping other people. It's what writer Carroll describes in his book, The Bullet Journal Method, that when I'm learning, there's a radiating that comes out of my life, a ripple effect, that as I learn and grow, I can help other people learn and grow, who will help other people learn and grow, who will help other people learn and grow. And so this desire to learn has a very powerful radiating effect to really elevate the quality of lives and relationships of those around me. So I love learning, and I combine my idea and thoughts about learning with a conversation I had with a friend the last couple of days. This friend has a pretty severely dysfunctional history. Don't have a vibrant relationship with God, although I believe they're ready to make this commitment to have a relationship with Christ, to receive His forgiveness. And so when I was thinking about them today, I was thinking about how do I help them learn how to pray? How do I help them learn how to pray so that they have the kind of relationship with God that can endure tribulation and difficulty with joy and cultivate a faith that is strong and worth following? And so I came up with just three simple ideas that I want to share with you that if you're struggling on how to have a vibrant prayer life or to learn how to pray and have a vibrant prayer life, these will really help you. And sort of subsequently to that, I really believe that these points are practical for other areas. Learning how to fast, learning how to do other things. I believe these ideas will really cross over into other places of learning. So what is it we need to do to learn how to pray? Well, number one, just educate yourself. Learn through material. There are so many books written on the subject of prayer. And I would encourage you, if this is something you want to grow in, get simple books on prayer. Don't get heavy theological books yet on the subject of prayer. Just get simple books on prayer, like Bob Sorge's book, Reset, 20 Days to Rejuvenating Your Prayer Life. Bill Hybels' book, Too Busy Not to Pray, is a great book. E.M. Bounds is a classic set of books on the subject of prayer. There are great books on prayer. There are wonderful webinars out there online around the subject of prayer. I would encourage you to learn through material. Secondly, I would encourage you to learn through experience. If you're struggling to learn how to pray, immerse yourself in prayer meetings. And don't go to the prayer meetings to pray necessarily, but to listen to how people pray, the passion with which they pray. How do the scriptures move them emotionally to prayer? How do they pray the Bible? How do they take a statement from the Bible and turn that into their own language so that they're praying the promise of God by the power of God for the fulfillment of that promise in people's lives? I really would love to see you immerse yourself in prayer environments. And if you don't know of any prayer meetings, maybe you have some friends that you look at their life and like, man, I really love the way they talk to God. It's so simple, yet it's so powerful. Invite them over and have a prayer meeting together. Ask them, would you teach me how to pray? Not intellectually, here point one, point two, point three, but can I learn by just sitting with you and listening to you pray? And then I'll pray. So I think praying, learning through material, learning through practice, and learning through experience. Learning through practice is that third one. And learning through practice is just, you learn how to pray by praying. And yeah, it may feel weird, like you're talking to the air or talking to yourself or no one's listening. This is really awkward. I just want to encourage you to do it. Just press through the awkwardness and keep doing it. This really came home for me a few years ago. I read a book by Tony Stoltzfus on leadership coaching as Jesus's primary methodology for developing disciples. And I loved that book. I learned a lot. It was practical. It was helpful. It was inspiring. I happened to be in an event where Tony was at. And I walked up to Tony, told him how much I loved his book, and said, "Hey, what should I read next? You know, what's the next knowledge I should attain in order to be a better coach as a disciple maker?" And I'll never forget Tony's response. He chuckled and he looked at me and he said, "Lance, if you want to be better at coaching as a method for discipleship, then go home and start coaching." He didn't encourage me to read another book, although that's certainly helpful. He encouraged me to practice coaching in order to learn coaching. And I want to encourage you to practice prayer in order to learn prayer. If you'll do these three things, learn through material, learn through experience, immersive experience, relational experiences, and you'll learn through practice, I promise, you really will develop a prayer life that is deep and meaningful. It will really carry you through difficult times. It will help you celebrate the better times. You'll have a faith worth following, and you'll have a faith that is really anchored in the character of God and in the goodness of God. So hopefully these ideas are helpful for you on learning how to pray. Thanks for listening today. Can't wait to share more with you guys next time. Talk to you soon.